How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast in the biggest way possible right here on SportsGrid. And Sports Grid Radio, Carver High in for Scotty on a Friday. Joe Lisi, go for the two. Will join me momentarily here. Got Mafia, the LTN crew, everybody slamming Sammy in the mix for the updates today. How about that? Nice to see Sammy here on C2C. So it is a pain-free Friday as we finish off this week on Coast to Coast. We start, as always, birthday roll call. Extensive on a Friday. We had a couple light days here. Tyler Linderbaum, blue collar for Joe, 23 years old. Josh Hader at 29. Jared Cook, 36. DRC, Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, 37 today. Pascal Dupuis, former Penguin, 44. Adrian Beltre, 44. Tiki and Rondé Barber, the twins Barber, checking in at 48. Brett Tomko, 50. Kevin Smith, 53. There you go. James Buster Douglas, 63. Teddy Nolan, former Sabre and Islander coach. And Tony Dorsett, 69 today. Happy birthday to all of them. So we get going on a Friday. Round two of the Masters right now in Augusta, Georgia. Of course, we'll spend plenty of focus there today as long as they hopefully stay on the course. They've been pretty good so far, but as we get later in the day, there are some storms that are working their way into the Augusta area. They just showed Cam Smith teeing off. I think it was either 7 or 8. He's drenched in sun on the tee box, but way out in the distance in the clouds, you could see some potential heavy weather sitting coming in. Now, if it just rains, we're going to be okay, and we're going to finish here today for round two, which is what they're all hoping for down there at the Augusta National Golf Club. But if they get some thunderstorms, they are going to eventually pull them off. Brooks Koepka got out early this morning, and boy, did he get going. Brooks Koepka now the leader by four shots. He is 12 under. He's in the clubhouse, and now he will wait to see when he'll go out for most likely the final pairing in round three, whether it be tomorrow or early Sunday, depending on the weather. Live, he's plus 120. I mean, he was 75-1 a week ago before he won that Live Orlando event. But the one difference I've noticed in Brooks the last 2 days as to maybe the past couple years, he's got the full 2018-2019 Terminator Brooks Koepka look to him, which is a very bad thing for all these other guys that are going to try to track him down this weekend. And John Rahm's out there right now playing in much different conditions than Brooks Koepka had this morning. And, you know, he's just parring every hole. He's not gaining any ground, which he really needs to try to do. We would love to see Rahm and Brooks mano a mano. That would be a lot of fun if we can get that over the weekend. Be nice for Rahm to maybe make a couple birdies here and to get a little closer before the rains start pouring in. Tiger Woods also kind of teetering on the cut. He missed a big birdie putt at 6 that would have got him to plus 1. The cut's plus 2 right now. Tiger then bogeyed 7 right after that. So he's sitting at plus two. We're on Tiger Watch. Phil's made the cut by a mile. A tremendous round this morning from Phil Mickelson. He will be playing the weekend at Augusta. We'll give you all the roundup of who else is in the mix. Another great leaderboard throughout the day on Coast to Coast. We have live afternoon baseball as well. Lots of home openers for a few teams, including the Mets, who have a 3-0 lead on the Marlins. The Cubbies and the Rangers are playing at Wrigley right now, scoreless. Baltimore opens their season at Camden Yards with the Yankees. They are about to throw first pitch, and a few others to discuss as well. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell, Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High in for Scotty. Joe Lisi joins me momentarily. Sirius XM 159, Sports Byline, the Mightier, 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California. It is good to have you with us. All right. Also, Hour 1, Davis Maddock joins us every day. He will be in. We'll do some maybe weekend golf DFS with him. We'll start to get into some of the NBA from last night as well. Hour 2, huge slate of NBA tonight. Of course, final 3 days of the regular season in the NBA. Sunday, it is over. Play-in tournament starts on Tuesday, so only a couple of games left to decide some things standing-wise on who's going to be playing who in these play-in tournaments and in the first round of the playoffs. So we got a lot of games to get to. We will do that, and we'll also do it with Coach Young in hour number two on the Lion's Share. We'll get his picks for tonight's NBA slate. Look at what we got here. Gentleman George, Blue Line, Kurtz in hour two with a little hockey and maybe some baseball as well. Hour three, there is a UFC card, big one, 287 on Saturday night. Mafia sets us up in the final hour for that. So a big pay-per-view card for them. I don't even have to ask him, can I watch it? I know that I can't. If there's a number after UFC, that means I can't watch it. I got to pay for it. He's got PFL too. And BKFC 41, they had a presser for that earlier this week. We'll discuss. We've got baseball tonight. Baseball's kind of in half today. Half the games in the afternoon, half the games at night. We will give you the numbers and the pitching matchups for all of them. We'll talk some hockey. I've got football notes for Joe as well as we head into the weekend. So Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Friday, Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Watching the Masters, watching all the afternoon baseball. We will get things rolling. Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High here with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football and sometimes NBA player props. That is, go for the two. Joe Lisi here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I know you're a little upset that the Masters is a little bit delayed right now, but how about Brooks Koepka? I was on a heater for the last 2 days.
You see, here's the problem, though, and I'm going to get to this in a moment. But yes, they just blew the horn out at Augusta. Right now, they are. It looks like, I don't know if they're sending the players all into the clubhouse, but they're in a delay. The wet weather has started to come in. It's more the thunderstorms that are causing the problem. They would let these guys finish this round, obviously, in some drizzle and some rain. But once the thunder and the lightning comes, they got to get the guys inside. So as of right now, the horn has sounded and play has stopped late in round number two at Augusta. And they have a lot of guys who still have a ton of holes to go. I think that Rahm was probably the last group out, and he's on the seventh. So they still have the entire back nine plus a couple more to get in. You mentioned, Joe, the leader went out early this morning and he took care of business. Is Brooks Koepka. He is 12 under par, played sensational golf over the first 36 holes. Tremendous job by him. Second place right now, the amateur, Sam Bennett, the defending amateur champion from Texas A&M, 8 under and in solo second. Absolutely ridiculous to see an amateur this high up the board after two rounds. Tremendous job by him. I'd love to see if he could keep that going throughout the weekend. Morikawa had a huge day to get to 6-under. Jason Day got as high as 9-under, right behind Brooks, and then gave 4 of it back and finished right where he started the day at 5-under. So a very disappointing even 72 for Day. Mr. Burns is in at 5. Spieth was on 18 when they blew the horn, so that's unlucky for him. Phil Mickelson, Joe, made the cut too. 4-under for Phil. Shoots 2-under today. The entire world bet him to miss the cut. And guess what? Guess who's laughing, Joe? Who always laughs at the end of the day when 95% of the tickets are on one thing? Who always laughs at the end of the day?
You know
Joe?
That,
you know
the book.
They're laughing on the Mickelson props.
We talked about this last night, Carver. We talked about it last night on Carver and Lisi. And, you know, credit to Ricardo, because I didn't put that bet in with Sam Bennett, 280-1. You could have gotten him yesterday. And we talked about how amateurs would respond. And it's interesting in terms of amateurs, right? And I understand the body of work in terms of they're not expected to be here as the rounds progress, round 3 and 4. Can he handle the pressure? But on the flip side, is there pressure on Sam Bennett? I mean, everybody's expecting, like, you know, the wannabes or at least the marquee names like Rahm and some of the others to just come down the stretch in round 3 or 4, Saturday and Sunday. And maybe Bennett could sneak in to the final day being within striking distance, and you never know what could happen then. So credit to the amateur right now. I wish I would have pulled the trigger at 280-1 last night.
Yeah, it's hard to, when you see him at 280-1 last night and seeing him at 40-1. Now he's still 40-1 and he's in second place, which tells you, but Joe, he's not going to win the match.
You know what, though, Carver, the more you say that, the more you say that, the more you're going to be stunned when he's there in day number 4.
He's not
going to
win.
I'm telling you.
I hope he's there. I hope he has a little fun. I might go look and see what I can get for him right now for top 10 or something like that.
No, now I can't play him. Now I want him to implode. If he goes into day 4 and he's
rooting against the kid
behind. Well, but I'm saying he's 40-1 now. We could have had him at 280-1. On $20, you pick up 5,600.
He was about 400 earlier in the day when he was still on the course in round 1. I'm saying yesterday, he was 280 last night. He was a lot more than that earlier on in the day. Right now, you could get Sam Bennett. He's actually down to 28-1. I'm sorry.
They would have been giving us the money back.
Well, that's something I'm going to talk to you about in a moment. Plus 125 for him right now for a top 10 for young Sam Bennett, the amateur champion out of Texas A&M. So Joe's going to sit here and tell you how he has Brooks Koepka. And that was one of the few guys that he did pick to put a ticket on. But, Joe, I'm here to inform you that when you cash out of a ticket before it gets to the end, you no longer have that guy. So you can't sit around if Brooks Koepka wins now and say you had him. You sold him and kicked him to the side of the road while he has a 4-shot lead over an amateur at a major tournament. You are no longer allowed to say you have Brooks Koepka. You don't have him.
I'm not tying my chariot to Brooks Koepka anymore. At the end of the day, I have more money than what I bet on him. And at the end of the day, I don't expect him to win right now. I mean, going wide or wire is going to be very difficult.
I hope he wins.
In my opinion. Well, you don't think going wide or wire for Brooks Koepka is going to be difficult? I mean, he played lights out in round 1, lights out in round 2, and now there's going to be a hiatus in round 3, whether it be they start on Sunday or they start delayed. That could obviously affect his momentum. So I'm selling him here, and I'm going to look to pick up somebody else to make a run over the next couple of days. That's the way I'm playing it.
Here's why I'll say maybe it's a little different. The last 2 days, he's looked like the guy that's won 4 majors in the past. That's what he's looked like the last 2 days. And that guy is a Terminator. That guy finishes the job. That guy runs away and hides. Now, I don't want that to happen. I got some guys around here. I need him to make a little bit of a push. If they get back out here on this course, I need Rombo to move a little bit here. I mean, he's parred every hole so far. He's 6 holes in. It's a little bit tougher out there right now, but I want a little Rom Koepka mano a mano showdown in the final round this weekend if I could somehow get myself there. That's what I'm looking for.
All right, that's fine. But how come when I picked Koepka, you told me he was complete garbage at that point? There's no way Koepka's
not what I said
through.
To you. No
not
way. I never said that to you. I said that to you about the other five humps that you picked for this tournament. I said that to you about, not Brooks Koepka. In fact, people around here will tell you, a week ago I said, I got to get in on Brooks at 75-1. He won the Dopey Live tournament in Orlando last week, and I couldn't get in on him because I felt I missed the 75. I don't want the 30 or 35. So that's
44.
My fault. I should have did it
what
anyway.
What do you mean? The 44 wasn't good enough
you?
You jumped on Zalatoris at 44-1.
It's different.
Where's
it's
he now?
Different. Guy, there's
DQ'd.
Yeah, he's not. He never played, Joe. So
DQ'd.
It's just, look, 75 was an outstanding number, and I missed it, and that's just principle. Yeah. I didn't want to go in for any other number because I missed
the
really
good
one.
Well, that's
the way
I feel about
Bennett. By the way, nice effort by Rory McIlroy. He's going to miss the cut. He stinks. I'm tired of Rory's act. He's going to miss the cut now at Augusta. So missed cut, backdraft second place last year, missed cut the year before that. So that's been Rory's deal at Augusta the past couple of years. We'll discuss more of that later. Baseball now, Joe. We'll do this throughout the show as well. Mets lead the Marlins 4-0, seventh inning at Citi Field. The Cubbies have gotten on the board. 1-0, they lead the Rangers at Wrigley in the fifth inning. Live total still 4.5, Joe. If you'd like to get
that
in on the over live with the Cubs and the Rangers, Yankees and Orioles are just underway at Camden Yards. So we have that scoreless in the first inning, Yankees and the O's. All right, coast to coast on a Friday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a pain-free Friday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Every day on Coast to Coast, our man Davis Maddock is with us. Fantasy Sports Today, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. East, right here on Sports Grid. All right, Davis, today we are focusing on golf. Because you know what? It's the Masters. There's a lot going on. People could still jump back in after we get a cut, whenever that's actually going to be. So let's try to find some guys that have looked good so far through these first few days that we could try to target possibly whenever the third round actually begins. First, let's start with Brooks being in the lead, up 4 shots. And it's strange, Davis, because, like, honestly, we know we've seen this Brooks before. It's been a long time since we've seen this Brooks, but that Terminator that finishes at majors, he's looked like it the last 2 days, and that's going to be a problem whenever they get these final two rounds in.
I mean, it is, it's kind of a mystery, right? Because we haven't seen this guy in forever. You got to think whatever competitive drive was there. I mean, I guess he did win on the Live Tour last week, so I don't know. Maybe he found something. What I can't get out of my head is you remember that one, the U.S. Open, I want to say the 2020 U.S. Open, the one where he ends up winning, but DJ is chasing him down the entire time. Yeah. He plays over par. He was so far ahead of everyone. He didn't even, you know, basically he's just hanging out, having a good walk, chatting with his caddy. He's got a big fat, you know, wad of tobacco in his lip. He shoots a 75. He collects his trophy. I guess it got a little sketchy there at the end, but DJ didn't really end up pressing him that much either. I think DJ just shot 1 under par in the end there. That's kind of what's in my head of what Brooks is going to be like this weekend. Because whenever they do finish, Carver, the weather is going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be able to wait for it to clear up. I mean, they'd have to be waiting until like next weekend or something, I think, because the radar looks like it's going to be bad for the next couple days. And there is precedent for this. You know, Zach Johnson was a Tuesday finish, and the winning score when Zach Johnson won, he won at even par. So there's a lot of golf left to be played.
There certainly is. And it looks like they might be, I mean, they're kind of standing around right now, Dave. It's like, are they gonna restart here? It looks like this was a very quick break that they took, and that wind is already whipping. They're showing the flag now on one of the holes, and it is going crazy. I'd ask you how to approach having an amateur in solo second right now at 8-under, Sam Bennett, amateur champion out of Texas A&M. But honestly, Davis, I don't know how we would know to approach it because it never happens. How do you approach an amateur in solo second possibly heading into the weekend?
Well, remember, we actually do have a comparable to this. Bryson did this. Remember Bryson? It was Saturday morning. Bryson was in the second to last group to go off. And this was back when we still liked Bryson. This was back when he was an AM. It was the first time he ever played. And he played so bad on the weekend. I think he ended up, I think he was like 76, 75, his two rounds on the weekend. Look, absolutely no disrespect to Sam Bennett. I mean, unbelievable. More TV time than he could have ever imagined. The betting markets are giving him absolutely no respect, listing him at about 50-1. To win this tournament. Our friends over at Data Golf giving him 0.7% chance to win the tournament. I mean, I just think I don't think that I'll be playing him in much stuff this weekend. A couple of the guys I'm looking to really get in on both weekend golf and the single round stuff that is in this weekend. I mean, Cameron Young is definitely one of them. I mean, he's not made any putts yet today. He's still at 500 par. But the two drives he's had on the par fours, he's been inside 100 yards, just absolutely piping them. And then I am also still waiting for Cantlay to make a run. I mean, I know one thing about Patrick Cantlay, he loves to backdoor top 10 a major championship. It's like his absolute favorite thing.
He just, right before the stoppage, doubled on seven. So he had gotten a couple of birdies. Got to two unders, and now Cantlay's back to even as he slips a little bit further down the board. You're right, though. He likes to backdraft those top tens on the weekend. Rory usually does, too, but Rory won't be playing. Another miserable early performance at Augusta for Rory McIlroy. God, and a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of money dumped on Rory this week, Davis, that's for sure. Tons of money. Let me ask you another one that ripped a lot of tickets. Everybody was on Phil Mickelson to miss the cut. Everybody, every house, 95%, 97% tickets are on Phil to miss the cut. Man, he shoved it in their face. I thought he played great this morning. Good job by Phil.
He did play. I mean, look, he's 4-under par. I think there's definitely something to Phil and Tiger and these other guys. They just know this golf course, and they know, I mean, they know how every contour of the greens, they play it so much. I mean, you know, everyone loves the Jeff Knox story of like Jeff Knox. About half the time he goes out there as the marker, he ends up beating the pro, not because he's the greatest golfer in the world, not because you could take him to the Valero Texas Open and he would make the cut, because he probably wouldn't, but he just understands the golf course. He knows where you can hit it and where you can't hit it. And I think actually we saw a great example with a couple of these young guys yesterday. Fagala, when he started his round, and the young AM that everyone bet for first round leader, Gordon Sargent. I mean, these guys can hit the drives. The drives are not any problem. They can hit, they can accurately put a 5-iron within 10 feet of the pin, but they don't know what to do around the greens. They're totally lost. And I think, I mean, Phil could probably pretty much play Augusta at even par with his eyes closed, or like right-handed or something. That's just how good he's got it. And that's kind of something that is hard to bake into the data, right? I mean, it's just like the Phil numbers to miss the cut looks great because he's been playing horrible golf. I mean, when's the last time we saw Phil play really good golf? It was the PGA 3 years ago, you know? And since then, Phil was 400-1 to win that event. It's not like Phil had this great run of form when he won the PGA. But yeah, guys who are good at Augusta, I mean, Patrick Reed, who has not won a LIV golf event yet, he's 4-under par. He's T11. You know, these guys just know how to play.
Patrick Reed is one of those guys, and I play him every year at Augusta. I don't care if he's a jerk. I don't care that people don't like him. He's in that class that you just said. He's won here before. He understands where everything is on the golf course, And he's still a good golfer. I mean, he went blow for blow with Rory in the desert. We were talking about this the other day, just a couple months ago. So Patrick Reed can play. Tiger birdied 8 to get himself back to 2 over. So Tiger is now on the other side of the cut line as he heads to the 9th hole. So they are back out there playing, and a big hit for Tiger. All right, anybody else here near the top? Spieth has been a little roller coaster. Jason Day, man. He goes to 9 earlier and then ends up finishing Davis where he started at 5 under. Big blown opportunity for Day on those last 4 or 5 holes today.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he really crushed himself there. A couple of the guys at the top I'm looking to either bet matchups on, use in round 3 showdown, use in weekend golf stuff. Definitely Shane Lowry. I think Lowry doesn't get enough credit as, you know, one of the best golfers in the world, one of these guys with really good short games, but he has, I mean, he's been close at a lot of major championships, so I'm liking that one. Adam Scott, he's 1 over par right now, but I mean, I think he's probably the best example of a guy who, I mean, there was like a couple year period there where Adam Scott couldn't make the cut anywhere, but he would show up at Augusta, put up a couple 68s and do his thing. And I have not heard really anyone being excited about him. Good, even par round today from Gary Woodland. Woodland, another guy who just has the real, and I think Woodland has the game if the weather stays nasty for the next couple days. He hits that, you know, he hits the driving iron off the tee, the 3-wood with the stinger. I mean, he's probably the best in the world at that other than a fully healthy Tiger. So Woodland is one I'm definitely on.
There's a couple of mutters out there, and you're going to need them. Lowry is a mutter. Woodland's a mutter. Justin Rowe is a mutter. Some guys that play really well in some bad conditions. Probably guys that you want to be able to circle for this weekend. All right, we got about 90 seconds left, Davis. We've got baseball tonight and really this afternoon. I mean, we got tons of afternoon games. We got a bunch of games tonight. Anything you like Major League Baseball for tonight heading into the weekend?
Yeah, I like the Dodgers run line tonight, -1.5 runs. I think it's -144. I'm a big run line guy when you get these big, juicy Major League Baseball favorites. Leveraging, you know, -250 on an April baseball game, it's tempting. No. It's very tempting when Clayton Kershaw is up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, but I tend to go there. I also don't hate – I think Kershaw will probably get an extra 10 pitches tonight, so I don't hate his strikeout prop either. I think it's 5.5, so I like that one as well.
It also helps that Madison Bumgarner has become an absolute stiff the last few years, which what could you do? I mean, he was so good for so long, Davis, and now it's like you watch Bumgarner pitch. It's like, what is going on out here? Things have just gotten completely off the rails for him. All right, Davis, so there you go, my man. Have a great weekend. Back tomorrow morning, Fantasy Sports Today, 8 a.m. East, right here on Sports Grid. And Scotty's back on Monday, and you get to start dancing with him. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you then.
Beautiful. Can't wait. Thanks for having me, and I'll see everyone back Saturday morning and see you guys on Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
There it is. Davis Maddock, tomorrow morning, Fantasy Sports Today, right here on Sports Grid. We will come back. Pharrell Coast to Coast. We'll bring Lisi back in. We'll take a look at the Masters and lots of baseball starting at 4 o'clock. We'll give you some numbers on those. We're back on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. It is Friday, and that means that BetMGM has you ready to go for no runs, first inning Fridays. That's right. Here's all that you need to do. Head over to BetMGM, opt in to the promotion, place a no run, first inning bet on any MLB game, bet no on the will there be a run in the first inning market. If your bet loses but only one run is scored during the first inning, you will receive a bonus bet back equaling your stake up to $25. Bonus bets will be reflected once the wager is settled. Of course, it's available only on Fridays, which is today. So go get involved. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions of this promotion before participating. You have some games that start in about a half an hour. You got a bunch of night games. You can still get in on BetMGM's No Runs First Inning Friday. All right, Joe. A couple of other things for the Masters that I want to give you the lines for these 4 o'clock MLB games. Tiger made a big birdie on 8 to get him back to +2 and on the other side of the cut line, which is of much importance to many people like myself who bet Tiger to make the cut. So we are looking for him to get through here. Look at all the props, Joe. This is for today. Tiger Woods round 2 props, -125 to shoot 72 or lower. I hope all those people cash. -110 to make 4 plus birdies or eagles. He's got 2 so far. +500 to birdie or better, both par fives on the back 9. So that is incoming. +700 to make an eagle. +2000 to shoot a bogey free round, which is already out the window as he does have bogey on the card today. So let's have a little fun here, Joe. Let's get Tiger home as long as they're still out on the course. That quick delay, that was a very fast delay, Joe. They kept them all out by the holes, blew the horn, got them back out there. Let's go. Let's get these holes in and finish this second round, Joe.
Scrape them off. That's it. Scrape them out of the clubhouse. Let's go. Get them out there. Do you think that the Masters wants this to linger into Monday? Absolutely not.
No.
They want all eyes on the product. Saturday and Sunday, you know that as well. Even from the gambling aspect and perspective, right? Who's going to, when people are at work, even though most of them have the app and everything up, it's very difficult to just monitor it the way you would, obviously, on a weekend.
No, listen, you hear me complain about it all the time. You know how upset I get. Nothing ruins golf betting like delays. And
you complain
rounds
a
getting
lot.
Pushed back and I do, and that's mostly it's about golf betting, and I hate when there's delays. Now, they might not have any choice tomorrow, unless they want them to play in an absolute monsoon for most of the day. I don't think they're going to have a choice. Tiger pars the 9th, so he heads to the back 9 on the cut line at +2. All right, we have day baseball, lots of afternoon day baseball. Mets up 6-0 on the Marlins. Cubs with the 1-0 lead over the Rangers in the 6th. The Phillies, Joe, have broken through at the bank. 1-0, they lead the Reds now. Going to, what's the matter? You wanted more. You're greedy. You wanted more runs.
Yeah, I mean, loaded. Marsh walked in the run. I mean, we're sitting on the team total over 4. We had bases loaded, 2 outs. The kid swings on the second pitch. Green was all over the place. So hopefully this kid Green doesn't make it out of the 4th.
And the Yankees and the Orioles are underway in Baltimore, scoreless between those two. Although the Orioles, I don't know if it's scoreless anymore because they just could put the Orioles up at -350 here. 2-0 Orioles now, Joe, as we were.
Wow.
2-0 Orioles
was 8.5.
In the second. Total was 8.5. I
used
believe
to
we,
the under,
we,
too.
We liked that over last night. We thought there
was I believe last night it was -118 or so to the under.
Yeah. Well, with Clark Schmidt on the mound, who is not very good so far, at least for the Yankees. That's who? Let's get 4 games starting within the hour, really within the next half hour to 40 minutes. We'll start in Cleveland, where the Mariners will visit the Guardians. What's eating Gilbert Grape? Logan Gilbert for Seattle. Savale goes for Cleveland. Right now, the Guardians -125. Mariners +105. 7.5 the total. They actually played, Joe, last weekend to open the season in Seattle, where the Guardians took 3 out of 4 from the Mariners.
Yeah, and I'm going to lean to the Guardians playing at home here. The only thing is that these games typically trend to the under, and you know I'm not an under player, so I'm going to go Cleveland. I'm going to go under the 7.5. I'm not playing it, but if I had to, I would go under the 7.5, Carver. I like an over a little bit.
You're not an under player? That's not possible. You don't like playing unders?
You know,
really?
You see, not
Astros. Astros are in Minnesota against the Twins. Your kitty against Sonny Gray is the pitching matchup. -135 for the Twinkies, plus 115 for Houston, 7.5 the total. I am going up, up, up and away in this one. Go for the over. I'll go with you here. Over 7.5 for the Astros and the Twins.
Yeah, I'm on the over. I'm on the Stros. I lean to that. But I'm on the team total. We talked about it last night. 3.5 for the Astros? Yeah. I know they're on the road, but come on. They should do that by the fifth inning.
They should. I like that as well. We'll do a little team total for the Astros over the 3.5. The White Sox are in Pittsburgh. Home opener for the Pirates. They have old man Rich Hill on the mound, who is still going in the majors. Lucas Giolito goes for the White Sox. Sox, the road favorite, minus 135. Pirates plus 115, 8.5 the total. I like the way the Pirates have played so far this year. They just swept the Red Sox in Boston, got a little home opener. I'm going to back the Pirates as the home dog today, Joe.
Yeah, don't. I know you do. So that's, I lean to the White Sox, don't love it, but this is another total, 8.5. I would be inclined to take the over, but I feel with Pittsburgh and the White Sox, I'm going to go under that total.
Going to go under the 8.5. That's all fine, Joe. As long as the Pirates win, I hope that it does go 8 and under 8.5 for you. And the other afternoon game, which will start about just under an hour in San Francisco, home opener for the Giants, who are coming off scoring a ton of runs against the White Sox. That series in Chicago. They have the Royals coming in. Alex Cobb against Keller is the pitching matchup. Minus 225 for San Francisco. Plus 180 for Kansas City. Total of flat 8 out there for that one.
I'm going to take Kansas City. I don't know. For some reason, Kansas City's a team. They're terrible at home. But when they go on the road, they seem to play well. So I'm going to take Kansas City plus the 1.5. I'll lean to the over in that game. Interleague game, we got to go over there, no? Late night start?
Afternoon start, 4:30 here, so 1:30 out in San Francisco.
All right, so then let's go.
Out on the left coast. I'm not taking the total. I'm on the Giants -1.5,
right.
-105. Right. Giant run line for me today, Joe, that's for sure. So that's the afternoon stuff. We will give you the night stuff later on coast to coast as we continue through. They just showed Tiger hit a great one as he piped one, Joe, right down the middle. That must be on 10, I should say. Ooh, it kind of just, yeah, that's going to be real good for Tiger. Tiger getting strong here now, Joe. This is what I like to see. Tiger making a move on the board to maybe make the cut, which would be good. Brooks plus 110, Rahm plus 310. Your live number to win the entire thing. Morikawa and Hovland 14-1. Jordan Spieth and Cameron Forever Young are at 20-1. So we're going to have to, at some point, Joe, try to find who we're going to back to chase this guy down over the weekend. Since you
need somebody
your Brooks
deep.
Bet.
Let's take somebody deep.
What do you mean somebody deep? What does that
somebody
mean?
Somebody like Brooks is 12 under, right? Let's take somebody like in minus 6 or... or -7 in that area, like five strokes
that would be,
behind.
That would be, you got to remember, there's really no, he's got a 4-shot lead. So the kid's at 8, we're not taking him. Rahm is at 7 right now, but he's also obviously plus 310. You want some big numbers. That's not enough for
I
you.
I want some like 6, give me in the area like 6 under, like 6 strokes behind. Who do we have? Throw some names out.
Morikawa.
I don't like Morikawa.
14-1.
It's not enough.
Victor Hovland, 14-1.
No,
he's still got to play the back nine.
No.
Those are the guys at 6 under. So you're not going to get any further than that. You're going to have to go to 5 under, which is Day, Burns, and Spieth. If you'd like to go.
Let's throw it on either Day or Spieth. I don't like Burns. Day or Spieth.
I'm already in on Spieth. So, I mean, I'm hoping that he comes back and makes it close. You want me to tell you? I'm already in on Spieth. What about Cameron Forever Young?
That's no, because he's always on your card. It's like having an appetizer every week.
He hasn't been on my card in a while, Cam Young. We've left him to the side, and then he almost burned me at the match play. So we have not been involved with him, Joe, at all. The Irish Bear is at 4 under as well. We
Keegan
have a nice
Bradley?
Ticket for him for top 10. Keegan Bradley, it's funny, Joe. I saw him hit a great shot earlier today. He's in the red. He's two under. Obviously a little too far back for him to maybe make a play for the win, but I think we also, Joe, are going to have to start looking for some of these guys like Keegan Bradley. Maybe we can get a nice top 10 number on him. Keegan Bradley right now for the T10 is plus 650.
That's good.
For Keegan. And he's two. I think that's where we got to look right now, Joe, because Brooks is too far ahead. We need some guys to get a little – we need him to come back a little bit.
What about the kid? What about the kid Sam Bennett for the top 10?
Sam Bennett right now for top 10 is plus 120.
Yeah. We blew that last night. We blew that last night. We blew it. Haro even said throw money on it.
As Davis was just saying to me, look, this doesn't happen, amateurs being in the last couple groups. It happened to Bryson a while back, and he was in the second to last group, and then he was really bad on Saturday and Sunday and ended up, you know, plummeting down the board. So it's my worry, Joe, and because the kid, I give him all credit. He's got a lot of stones, man. He hit some shots out there, and they worked out for him. I just feel if he hits those same shots and takes those same chances on Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday and Monday, he might be looking at some problems. As in, instead of shooting four under, he might shoot four over if he takes the same chances on that golf course and it doesn't go his way. So I think the amateur's a complete stay away right now. I get he's four shots back. There's nothing there for you to go 10, 20. I think we're done with betting on the amateur, Joe. It's not going to happen for us.
No, we missed it, Carver. They would have given us the cash.
Well, I wouldn't say you missed it. I don't see you missed it. I don't think it was bettable ever. I don't think there was a bettable number.
Last night,
number.
280 to 1.
He's not winning a tournament.
On a $100 bet, it's 28 grand. He's down to 28 to 1 right now.
He's not going to win the tournament. He's not going to win, Joe. I know you like cashing out, and that's what you're thinking of. You could have cashed out right now like you did with Brooks for some reason. You love cashing out. Carver and Lisi, we're here on Pharrell Coast to Coast. Yeah, I got the radio thing right now, Joe. You got me so flustered that I gave the radio clothes and not the TV clothes. Coast to Coast, we're back. Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Friday. Carver High and go for the two. Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Adam Scott finishes with a birdie. Or shall I say he finishes the front nine with a birdie there. That gets him to four. I think he hit that in from pretty far away. Rom birdied his last hole, Joe, which I believe was eight. So Rom got a birdie there, and then he proceeded to then hit one into the trees over on nine. So Ron finally gets something going, and then he hits one way right into the sticks, and he'll have to do some work on the ninth hole. That's the guy for me right now, Joe, that I'm watching. You know I have Ron from before tournament. I want him to get me to at least get the two back, and I think he'll be all right to go after Brooks this weekend. Four's distance unless Brooks completely blows up. But I want to see Ron by the end of today, if provided that they finish today, get to at least 10.
So Ron is the guy that's going to close the gap? Is that what we're expecting?
You don't think that Ron can close the gap?
No, I think he can, but
with all the tournaments he's won?
Here we go. He's Joe Poe. He's Joe Public. So...
In fact, John Rahm is going to close the door. There was three guys at the top of the betting board before this tournament started.
Yeah.
Him,
who?
Scheffler, and Rory. Scheffler and Rory got all the tickets and all the money. Rory's not playing tomorrow. Scheffler had a rough
John
day.
John Rahm was one of the hottest golfers. Yeah, but wait a second. Rahm was one of the hottest golfers before he went to that head-to-head and we picked against him. Come on.
Okay, people didn't bet him as much as the other two guys this week. Yeah, I know you don't. It is what it is. Scheffler and Rory were more popular than Rahm. Why the hell was Rahm 950? That's the reason. All right, coast to coast. We got two more hours to go. We're back with you on the grid right after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.